Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Christine Schaffner, the host of the Spectrum of Health podcast. And today I am the host of this mini episode where we're going to talk about the connection of the heart to the brain. And this month we're talking about mental health, awareness, and brain health. And we cannot leave the heart out of that conversation. If you've known, I study the work of Dr. Roland McCready, and I also love this work so much, I created a summit called the Coherence Summit that you can still check out. And I'll be posting more of those interviews on my podcast and on YouTube in the future. So be on the lookout for that. But this is a really important practice, and we cannot look at our health or our brain without taking this amazing function in our body that we are wired to heal in these states. So if you're having a hard time out there, if you're struggling, I invite you to go within, and I really keep a schedule. I try to do this once a day in the morning, and when I have moments where I have the opportunity to do, I try to generate coherence within myself and within my field and connecting with other people. And this is a practice that's very simple, but the research is complex and it's beautiful and elegant, where when you get in states of love, appreciation, and gratitude, and when you really feel them, you don't just think them, but you feel them in your heart, you generate a heart rate rhythm pattern that is a beautiful sine wave. It is a window into the coherent electromagnetic energy that our heart is producing. And this coherent electromagnetic energy, because the field of the heart is so big and so powerful, and it conducts the rest of our body, it entrains the brain, but also delivers this information through the autonomic nervous system networks and the fascial networks and the ways of electricity and quantum information that touches every cell that can translate to a more healthy state and a state that generates a positive health promoting epigenetics rather than the opposite. It's a choice. We get to choose and shift and change through the power of these moments that we create. And it's a power of connection between people. Our magnetic field that our heart generates, it can generate and can basically travel and get into the water body of another person and have an impact. People can feel each other's heart, and that's through the physics of the magnetic field. We also have it not only between each other, which Roland talked about the cardio-electromagnetic communication, we have it between Mother Earth and ourselves. And so Mother Earth is listening to us, and we're listening to Mother Earth. And we have the same resonant, coherent frequency as the field line resonances of Mother Earth. So when our heart is in a coherent rhythmic pattern, it's in 0.1 hertz. When Mother Earth's field line resonances are not being plucked by solar winds and are in their normal resting state, it is 0.1 hertz as well. So nature and life is showing us and sharing us this connection. And my, you know, goal for sharing this and reminding us, it's just a lovely reminder, if you haven't already started a practice, that you invite yourself and love yourself enough to give yourself 5 minutes a day. And just try it on for size and see how you feel and how that feeling generates a shift in you, and or a shift between you, or a shift between you and nature. Whatever that is, there is connection all around us and waiting for us. And it's up to us to choose to tune in. So my invitation, and in my heart, I am so grateful for all of you who are listening and tuning in. I'm so grateful for all of you who trust me and to listen to the advice and wisdom that I share from my own heart's experience. And of course, I could not do this without my family or my team that I have tremendous love for. And that right there, I'm generating coherence in the moments that I pause, I take into account, and I feel from my heart, not my brain. My brain will be way happier if I feel this in my heart. So please check this out. Learn more at HeartMath and some of the work that I've created. And please send me a note if this is changing the way you go through your day, or if something positive has happened because of this practice that you've developed, I'd love to hear from you. Thank you all for listening to the Spectrum of Health podcast. I hope you enjoyed my conversation today. And please, if you want to learn more about heart-brain coherence, go to HeartMath or any of the resources on my website. And I am so grateful for you being part of my podcast community. Have a beautiful day. Bye.